WorldCom's former chief financial officer says the company's founder, Bernie Ebbers, knew about nearly $4 billion in suspect accounting moves. Ebbers resigned under pressure in April. He has denied any knowledge of the bookkeeping gimmicks, which created the illusion of profitability at the troubled telecom company for 15 months, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
WorldCom founder Bernie Ebbers didn't say much when he appeared before a House committee on Capitol Hill this week, but just before taking the Fifth Amendment, he denied any involvement in what is now one of the biggest accounting scandals in U.S. history.
I do not believe I have anything to hide in these or any other proceedings. I believe that no one will conclude that I engaged in any criminal or fraudulent conduct during my tenure at WorldCom.
If true, that would leave Ebbers' right-hand man, Scott Sullivan, as the fall guy for concealing billions of dollars in expenses. Sullivan, the former chief financial officer at WorldCom, was fired 2 weeks ago when the company's new leadership discovered the bookkeeping maneuvers. Now comes word from Sullivan that he didn't act on his own. WorldCom attorneys who interviewed Sullivan say he claims Ebbers knew about the accounting moves. The attorneys shared Sullivan's account with investigators from the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Ken Johnson is a committee spokesman.
It's pretty clear to us now that some people at WorldCom had a very good idea that someone was cooking the books. And for the first time, there's evidence that the muddy little footprints may lead back directly to Bernie Ebbers' doorstep.
And there's plenty of mud. According to a complaint filed by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the alleged fraud at WorldCom began last year when the economic slowdown threatened to cut into the telecom company's profits. Rather than disappoint Wall Street, the SEC says, WorldCom concealed $3.8 billion in expenses by improperly classifying those costs as capital investments. But for the accounting gimmick, the company would have reported a net loss for all of 2001 and the first quarter of this year. While Sullivan told company lawyers Ebbers was in on the scheme, Johnson says those lawyers heard a different story from Ebbers.
According to their investigation, Bernie Ebbers has denied any wrongdoing. So we're now settling into that classic he said, she said, and it's going to take us a little longer to try and sort this out.
Of course, both Ebbers and Sullivan have an incentive to try to shift blame for the accounting maneuvers. In addition to the SEC investigation, the Justice Department is reviewing what happened at WorldCom. And President Bush himself has vowed the federal government will go after executives behind what he calls egregious practices. Finding out who was behind those practices at WorldCom may be more difficult, since both Sullivan and Ebbers have so far refused to talk to outside investigators. Late yesterday, the Energy and Commerce Committee received 5 boxes of documents from WorldCom. Johnson says investigators are now going through those documents as part of an effort to find out who knew what and when.
I can only tell you that we have seen some evidence which clearly suggests that other people knew about some of the shenanigans that were going on at WorldCom, and we're going to be bringing that to light.
Johnson says committee investigators will also be quizzing both past and present WorldCom employees in preparation for another congressional hearing. Scott Horsley, NPR News.